Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Let me fall on the rock and mold me as clay into a vessel of honor, I pray. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Oh, let me fall on the rock. Of honor, I pray. Oh, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Oh, let me fall on the rock. Of honor, I pray. Oh, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Oh, let me fall on the rock. Mold me as clay into a vessel of honor, I pray. Oh, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit. Of honor, I pray. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Yes, and renew a right spirit within me. Oh, let me fall on the rock.
Clean heart, O God.
Oh, and
Of honor, I pray. the Lord. I know we're all still just basking in the leftovers of the youth meeting. It's so good. Seemed like the Lord just met with us in a special way. And I enjoyed that last hour and a half so much. Yeah. I mean, it was all so good, but I was glad Sister Krista... Perry, yeah, that's it. Brother Kennedy's granddaughter. I was glad she didn't have to go home burning. Yeah. She hit it.
Yeah, she did.
It's good to have Leah and Alec Cantu. And is it Courtney Martin? Is that right? From the Houston area. What church down there y'all in? In the church in Humble? In the Humble church. All right. Well, were we glad they hung over?
Courtney goes to a different one.
Courtney goes to a different one? Locklear's. Okay. All right, Brother Tommy Locklear. Well, we're glad y'all stayed over, and it's just good to have you. Also, want to recognize Brother Michael Terrell back here. Appreciate him. He's just first-time visitor with us today. Said he's looking for more truth. I said, you come to the right place. We are too. And Bobby Luke's back there. Back again. Yeah. Come around this long enough, Brother Bobby, you'll get hooked. You'll get tangled up in it, which is what we're hoping for. Anyway, he's been working for me some, and I just appreciate his spirit. Good man. We're thankful he's coming and looking this over. Yes, I didn't mention Sister Sherry, Brother Mark's. His other half. She's going back home. He's staying here. So if I say better, I'll be in trouble, more trouble. And Ethan, their little son. We're glad y'all are. Here they're moving. They're working on getting her and him down here, and then of course Brother and Sister Durham. What can you say about Brother and Sister Durham? Ruth. Hey, I don't know. I said if Brother Josh hadn't have been here, we'd have had to shut the meeting down. Probably he was such a godsend to help us in so many areas, not only downstairs but out in the parking lot. But if Brother Durham and him both had been gone, we'd for sure been sunk. So we just appreciate their work, labors. And Brother Durham's daughter-in-law, Sister Terry, she's kind of like a daughter to me and Sister Smith. She's worked for us for several years in the kennel we've got to where we can argue with one another. You know, when you get that close, you're close. When you start to get to where you can argue and still be love one another, you know. All right, let's just Sister Amber Rothfuss and the girls and the boy, my buddy. Aren't we glad they're here? All right, let's just, Sister Debbie Breezy and Janie and Keith, we're sure glad to have y'all with us. Sister Janie is a preacher. She's in disguise somewhat, but I've heard her preach, you know. I mean, she gets wound up sometimes, but she's a good singer, too. Sister Debbie, you feel like a song for us, or you can even preach if you want to. A little. This is Brother Cornelius Mears' granddaughter. She has inherent traits. Maybe while they're thinking of a song, Brother Tally, you want to take the prayer request, receive our tithes and offerings today, and help us out. Maybe they've got a song that go with that.
A watch and a tie tack. Everybody missing that. We sing a song about how God is creating in us. You know, we're serving a creative God that can, you know, He formed man from the earth, and we were singing yesterday in the youth meeting that God can do anything with anything. So He's a creative God, and all we have to do is present ourselves. Just bring the earth to the Lord, to God, and let Him work. Let Him create in us. But, you know, we have to be pliable. We have to, you know, be willing and allow God to do His creative work. I'm so thankful that I'm serving God with a people that realize that just if we're just a piece of clay that God found along the way or whatever, realizing with God, you know, in the mix, although we're just a piece of clay, God can do something with our lives. And I'm so thankful today that I'm not just out here beating the bushes and out here just spinning my wheels. But I'm getting something in my heart that letting me realize that that all I have to do is just present myself to the Lord and let Him do His creative work. So let's do that today and begin to gird up our minds, coming from such a wonderful youth meeting and spirit that fell during the service, and it make you feel young all over, being around all the young people and knowing that these are people and young folks that are trying to serve God. You know, they have such an opportunity before them to serve God, to give their lives to God, believe it or not. So anyway, it's so good to, like Brother Smith said, kind of still feel the effect of God touching young people. You know, God said, you know, in the days of your youth, you know, don't wait till you get my age, but start young. I started kind of young, not quite a teenager, but anyway, a lot younger than I am now. But anyway, God wants us to start in the days of our youth, when we're young, when you got energy. I still got a little bit left, but I had more some time ago. But anyway, let's thank the Lord today. I know there are lots of needs. We have I've just listened to different ones in the meeting today, during the youth meeting. Sister Elsie. Okay. Yes, Sister Brenda, right? Okay, remember her daughter. All right, I was just thinking this request that I forget now who it was that made the request about Brother Corky Tenney.
Yes.
Yeah. Who was that?
Daughter via email yesterday.
You have a mic.
Into a coma.
You don't have a mic.
No.
Oh.
Yeah,
I was
fucking.
He had slipped into a coma. But I had him on my mind. Pray for God, and he had woke up out of the coma. He's still sleeping a lot. He's still in pain. But that really kind of defies cancer right there. Where once you slip in a coma, to even come back out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told her I was still hoping for a miracle, believing for a miracle.
Oh, God.
And so wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yes.
It's God's will to use Brother Tenney in that miraculous way.
All right.
Let's keep praying for him.
Sure. All right. Anyone else? Sister Wilkins. Just remember to pray for Sister Wilkins' son. All right. All right. Sister Jackie Tucker, let's keep praying for her that God will help her, you know, and her family. They're helping her. All right, Sister Rachel. AT&T? All right. Okay. Just remember Sister Rachel. Job interview. All right, Sister Abraham. All right. Remember that need? I know we got a standing request that we pray for. You know, we don't want to take them lightly, but they're people that have needs. That's just our outstanding list of names, people, and that are looking to us, depending on our prayers. So let's pray for all those needs and Leanne. Yes, we pray for her that God will touch her mind. Appreciate your prayers. All right. Anybody else? Any other need? So not, then let's stand, take our needs to the Lord, and ask that God help his people, and that he'll touch these special needs, unspoken requests. Lord, we have come before you this day. Lord, we know that you can help our needs. God, you have all power. Lord, we know that we can just open our hearts to you, Lord. Lord, help us to believe today, Lord, in our hearts, that you can help us, Lord. Hallelujah, to touch your people. Touch each request, Lord. Each request. Help him, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, look to you, O God. Hallelujah, Lord, touch your people. Precious Savior, Lord, each request. Each one, Lord, spoken and unspoken request.
Thank you.
Precious Savior, thank you. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Merciful God. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. Praise your holy name, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Jesus, Jesus.
Should have mentioned maybe Sister Breezy's from Brother Steve Farmer's church now. Of course, he took over Brother Mears' work in Cross Plains, Tennessee. We just sometimes take it for granted that everybody knows where they're from, but I know some of you don't. But anyway, I just should have maybe mentioned that. But we're glad they're here today.
Is there a burden you bear that's got you battered and bound? Struggling for strength, do you long to lay it down? Don't take another step, just kneel where you stand. Lay it at the cross and take a hammer in your hand. Nail it to the cross, get it under the blood. Drown your pain in every stain in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross, find hope and forgiveness. Kneel at the tree and walk away free. Nail it to the cross. Is there something in your heart between you and the Lord? Are you drifting apart, not as close anymore? There's nothing you can do that he will not forgive. Bring it to the cross, let it die so you can live. Nail it to the cross, get it under the blood. Drown your pain and every stain in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross, find hope and forgiveness. Kneel at the tree and walk away free. Nail it to the cross. There's something in your heart between you and the Lord. Are you drifting apart, not as close anymore? There's nothing you can do that he will not forgive. Bring it to the cross, let it die so you can live. Nail it to the cross, get it under the blood. Drown your pain in every stain in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross, find hope and forgiveness. Kneel at the tree and walk away free. Nail it to the cross. Is there a burden you bear that's got you battered and bound? Struggling for strength, do you long to lay it down? Don't take another step, just kneel where you stand. Lay it at the cross and take a hammer in your hand. Nail it to the cross, get it under the blood. Drown your pain in every stain in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross, find hope and forgiveness. Kneel at the tree and walk away free. Nail it to the cross, nail it to the cross. Get it under the blood. Drown your pain in every stain in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross. Find hope and forgiveness. Kneel at the tree and walk away free. Nail it to the cross. Just nail it to the cross. Get it under the blood. Drown your pain in every stain in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross. Find hope and forgiveness. Kneel at the tree and walk away free. Nail it to to the cross. Is there a burden you bear that's got you battered and bound, struggling for strength? Do you long to lay it down? Don't take another step, just kneel where you stand. Lay it at the cross and take that hammer in your hand. Nail it to the cross, get it under the blood. Drown your pain in every stain in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross, find hope and forgiveness. Kneel at the tree and walk away free. Nail it to the cross. Is there something in your heart between you and the Lord? Are you drifting apart, not as close anymore? There's nothing you can do that he will not forgive. Bring it to the cross, let it die so you can live. Nail it to the cross, get it under the blood. Drown your pain in every stain in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross, find hope and forgiveness. Kneel at the tree and walk away free. Nail it to the cross. Nail it to the cross. Get it under the blood. Drown your pain in every stain in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross. Find hope and forgiveness. Kneel at the tree and walk away free. Nail it to the cross. Is there a burden you bear that's got you battered and bound, struggling for strength? Do you long to lay it down? Don't take another step, just kneel where you stand. Lay it at the cross and take that hammer in your hand. Nail it to the cross, get it under the blood. Drown your pain in every stain in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross, find hope and forgiveness. Kneel at the tree and walk away free. Nail it to the cross, nail it to the cross. Get it under the blood. Drown your pain in every stain in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross, find hope and forgiveness. Kneel at the tree and walk away free. Nail it to the cross, just nail it to the cross. Get it under the blood. Drown your pain in every stain in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross, find hope and forgiveness. Kneel at the tree and walk away free. Nail it to the cross, nail it to the cross. Get it under the blood. Drown your pain in every stain in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross, find hope and forgiveness. Kneel at the tree and walk away free. Nail it to the cross, nail it to the cross. Get it under the blood. Drown your pain in to the cross. There a burden you bear that's got you battered and bound, struggling for strength. Do you long to lay down? Don't take another step. Just kneel where you stand. Lay it at the cross and take that hammer in your hand. Nail it to the cross. Get it under the blood. Drown your pain and every stain in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross. Find hope and forgiveness. Kneel at the tree and walk away free. Nail it to the cross. Nail it to the cross. Get it under the blood. Drown your pain and every stain in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross. Find hope and forgiveness. Kneel at the tree and walk away free. Nail it to the cross. Nail it to the cross. Get it under the blood. Drown your pain in every stain in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross. Find hope and forgiveness. Kneel at the tree and walk away free. Nail it to the cross. Nail it to the cross. Get it under the blood. Drown your pain in every stain in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross. Find hope and forgiveness. Kneel at the tree and walk away free. Nail it to the cross. Nail it to the cross. Get it under the blood. Drown your pain in every stain in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross. Find hope and forgiveness. Kneel at the tree and walk away free. Nail it to the cross.
Cast me not, do the chorus. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, Spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy
presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew. not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.
Thank you.
places. Appreciate the Lord today and His presence. One of the seven spirits of God that's mentioned of in the Bible. In the fourth and fifth chapter of the book of Revelation mentions the seven spirits of God, and they're identified in the 11th chapter of Isaiah. And one of them was the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of knowledge, counsel, Spirit of the fear of the Lord and might. And the Spirit of the Lord is God the Father holds that out as His own personal manifestation to the church, His presence, His Spirit. Of course, it's the Spirit of life. God the Father is the source of all things. He's the source of life. But I'm thankful that we can feel Him. I'm thankful I'm not trying to do this by just head knowledge. But there's a presence of God that can be felt. And we know when the temple was being built, the temple of Solomon was being built, the priest couldn't stand for the glory of God that filled the temple. They weren't able to stand up under that. It was so powerful. God has made Himself known and real and manifested Himself, and I'm convinced that God wants to manifest Himself more. It's just getting a people in a place that they can receive that. I want to make this announcement. We normally have church services at Bible study at 10 and church at 11, and then we come back at 5 in the evening on Sundays. Today we won't have an evening service. I'm giving y'all off for rest. You've been working hard all week getting ready for the meeting and then working daylight to dark through the meeting. So I want you to have some rest. I know Monday starts back work day. Many of these men, Brother Stewart took the whole week off, been down here working and laboring and along together with the rest of you. So we wanted everyone to know that that's why we'll rest this evening. I was mentioning God's Spirit of the Lord. That, and of course, all seven spirits are. In fact, if you want to, just turn to Isaiah. We'll just look at it for a minute. Something I've mentioned of late, but I haven't really went to it and tried to, explain it scripturally altogether. In the 11th chapter of Isaiah, said, "There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." This is a prophecy. Isaiah primarily was a prophet of the forecoming, foretelling the coming of Jesus, the Messiah. And he was a son of David. Jesse was David's father. And this is just prophetical. And he was the he said to his disciples in the 15th chapter, I believe, of St. John, that he said, I am the vine and you are the branches. And he came to this earth, and in verse 2 says, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. That was the Spirit of the Father. He came here to reconcile everything to God, from the fall of Adam, to bring a reconciliation back to the Father, the source of all life and all things. But the fall of Adam, God's plan was in it's centered in Adam, that he was the Son of God, and he put all dominion, gave him dominion over everything. Of course, we know, we understand the fall, and by the way, God didn't make a mistake. He knew there would be a fall. God's foreknowledge. Jesus was the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. God foresaw, but it all, I don't think God designed everything that happened to happen, but he foresaw what would happen. And his plan, good thing about God, he knows the end from the beginning, and he knows this is going to come out the way he wants it to. Although I know God doesn't want anyone to perish, and God's infinite wisdom to bring about salvation to mankind and to have an eternal family, he knew there'd be loss. There'd be some loss. And I know he counted the cost, but when he sent Jesus here to this earth to reconcile man back to God, to bring a restoration and a continuing of God's plan in the earth, that God's purpose would be fulfilled. The Spirit of the Lord was upon Christ. He was, by the way, the only man that was born of God after the fall of Adam. Everyone else was born of Adam. That's why Jesus said, you must be born again. And I'm thankful today for the Spirit of God the Father. Jesus, turn to St. John 14. May come back here to the other spirits, but I'm not. I wanted to read that scripture. In a moment here, your brother may help me where he said, my peace I give to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace. Here it is in the 27th verse. He said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He was talking this whole chapter, the 14th chapter of St. John. Jesus is talking to his disciples and preparing them to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, or to be born of God's Spirit. He was letting them know I think it's a revelation that when Jesus said, "And that I, in my Father's house are many mansions." He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. In the second verse, he starts off saying, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. That word mansions is from the Greek word mone, which means abode. And he said, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. A lot of people think that's talking about the second coming of the Lord, but it's talking about him coming again on the day of Pentecost. When he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. There are times in the King James Version where the translators didn't know what to do with some of those Greek words. And of course, I'm sure from this scripture came a lot of those songs,